Does death end God's power to save? Be not afraid. I am the first and the last, and he who is living, and I did become dead, and lo, I am living to the ages of the ages. Amen. And I have the keys of the Hades and of the death. Revelation 1, verse 17 through 18. In his book, Is Hell Eternal or Will God's Plan Fail?, available at Bible Students Press, Charles Pridgeon wrote, "How many teach that death ends God's power over lost souls, as if Satan, who has them, were stronger than God, and that God was no longer loving, whereas it is Christ who holds the keys? How many a mother weeping for her children refuses to be comforted because they are not? The mother's prayer and work seems to have been for naught. They are dead in the land of the enemy." Hear the word of God. "A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping, and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy." Jeremiah 31, verses 15 through 16. These words were in part fulfilled in our Lord's childhood at the slaughter of the innocents, but their complete fulfillment will not take place until the proud, self-willed, unbroken, and dead children of Ephraim and all other such children repent and God's word is fulfilled. "I will surely have mercy upon them. They shall come again from the land of the enemy." Jeremiah 31, verses 16 through 20.